Let's go to line number one. Welcome a longtime supporter of America's Workforce, and that would be Dorsey Hager. Dorsey serves as Executive Secretary of the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council. Every time we bring him to the show, it's always on the first Friday of the month, get an update on what's going on. And sadly, we're hearing about all these cuts in Washington, and it could have a pretty profound effect in Central Ohio, especially with the Intel plant. Dorsey, welcome back to the show. What are you hearing? I guess this is tied in with the Inflation Reduction Act. I know a lot of Republicans not too happy about that, but what are you hearing right now, brother? Go ahead.
Yeah, so there's a lot affecting not only the building trades, but also the community, not just here in Columbus and Central Ohio with electeds and staffers and community leaders that I deal with on a daily basis, but also throughout the state of Ohio and throughout the country. And we'll kind of start off on a, you know, kind of like a socioeconomic stance here with all the cuts coming out of DC. You know, you and I were kind of talking about this offline, and I have friends and really close friends that run nonprofits here, work with the community on workforce development, job training, restored citizens to try to stop recidivism. You know, a lot of this helps not only our community to, you know, not only diversify our workforce, but to expand our workforce. And it also combats poverty and combats homelessness. You know, Liz Brown, the daughter of Sherrod Brown, you know, had a great op-ed in the Columbus Dispatch this week talking about the cuts that were going to be affecting local government and how it was going to affect what her and others are doing in the community to combat homelessness, and particularly homelessness as it applies to victims of domestic violence, you know, women who are leaving their spouses or their partners and have nowhere else to go. And this is really unfortunate. It's going to have a really adverse effect on our local community, which we're all involved in. And it's just terrible that the things that are coming out of DC. And now you talk about the big, beautiful bill and the fighting that's going on there with Elon and Trump and the Republicans. And we're finally starting to have some conservative Republicans come out and speak out against the bill that are no longer fearful about Trump, or hopefully are just, you know, brave enough to exhibit some common sense. And one of the first rollbacks in that bill is the Inflation Reduction Act tax cuts, which, you know, a lot of that helps fund solar development, new energy development. You know, we talk on your show almost monthly about the data center projects here in Columbus and Central Ohio. I think at last take, I saw that shovels in the ground or proposed near future, there's 128 data centers totaling about $64 billion. For that to continue, they have to have power, whether it's solar, whether it's gas, whether it's nuclear. And a lot of these cuts in this green energy that that were created by the Biden administration, you know, a lot of these cuts that Trump are going to pose with this bill, if this bill passes, are going to have an adverse effect on this market here in Columbus and Central Ohio, but also in other markets around the United States where they're doing data center and AI and some of this stuff. So it's really unfortunate it's going to have an adverse effect here on our members. You know, I wrote a LTE a couple of weeks ago, and I'll credit him because he stands with us on prevailing wage and he's against right to work. But, you know, very disappointed in Republican Mike Carey in supporting and help code authoring this bill that's going to cost thousands of jobs in his district, many building trades jobs, but also, you know, future advanced manufacturing jobs. And it just seems like a lot of these folks out of DC, you know, it's cut, cut, cut. That's what they ran on. That's the Trump agenda. But they're not having any foresight in what the adverse effects that this is going to have, not only on our economy, but also the local communities as well. And in the latest story, which I saw yesterday, I had to read through it a couple of times, but Trump is looking to claw back the incentives and the tax rebates and the grants to bring, you know, chip building back to the United States. And that involves TSMC, which is very active in Phoenix. That involves Intel, which is very active in Phoenix and Portland, but is also building the chip plant here in New Albany. And he, in his quotes in the article, was saying that he felt that President Biden was too exorbitant in his grants to those companies. But he also says that under his administration, that 50% of the chip manufacturing in the world is going to be done here in the United States. Well, you can't have one without the other. And it's just, I don't know. It seems like there's no clear leadership in DC, and that like there's no clear direction on where they want to go with this. And I feel like that, you know, a lot of the working people and a lot of the working people that we discuss on this show and a lot of the working people and the families that I represent are going to suffer because of some of this legislation.
Yeah, this is contrary to what he's talking about with the tariffs, because a lot of these companies have located overseas, China, India, Vietnam, Mexico. He wants them to come back. And, you know, look, Intel is a good example. You mentioned that TSMC as well. You know, they're putting up shop here, and those tax incentives, you know, they lure them here. And sadly, if he takes them away, they may go away as well. So I don't know what's going on. Again, there's some people need to speak out. I like what you said. Some people are just not brave enough to exhibit some common sense. And there's a lot of threatening going on. I get that. And sadly, maybe it'll come to a boiling point here. Let's get into this data center. You touched on data centers here. This is a gas plant in Fairfield County. Is that right?
Yeah. So Fairfield County, what's started the economic explosion in that very rural county, that's a huge, huge farming area. It's about halfway between Columbus and Cincinnati off of 71. It's very strategically located because they're available to draw, people and resources from Columbus, from Dayton, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, the Portsmouth area. But it's a great location for business. And Honda is completing their $5 billion electric vehicle battery plant there right now. Next to Honda is going to be, you know, we talked about it on this show, a $5 billion investment by Amazon, data centers and support facilities. But then on the other side of the freeway, there's a company out of Kentucky, and they're going through permitting right now. Obviously, we're trying to help as much as we can, and it seems like everything's going well, and we should have permitting finalized by the end of year and hope to break ground by quarter one of 2026. But they're looking to build two 400 megawatt gas plants. So it can convert natural gas to electricity to obviously power anybody who wants to locate near them, like light and industrial manufacturing, but also they would have the ability to sell power if needed to Amazon and to Honda as well. And I was asking one of the electricians, you know, what we're looking at financial wise for the investment. And he said, you know, the old school of thought was 1 megawatt was $1. So if this is two 400 megawatt gas plants at 800 megawatts total, we're looking at anywhere from $800 million to $1 billion. So this is quite an investment in Fairfield County on top of the Honda EV plant and the Amazon announcement. It's going to be great for our members. It's going to be great for that community. And, you know, when I attended with Joe Dillo from the IBW and Joe Ledford from the Boilermakers a couple of weeks ago, the Power Siting Board open house and community meeting, you know, it's amazing to see all these proposed gas plants, some of them big like this, some of them smaller, maybe 125 megawatt throughout the state of Ohio. They're, like we said, are going to help us keep ahead of this, potential looming energy crisis or electrical crisis that we're going to have to be able to create energy. So that way we can keep building these data centers, keep building these chip plants, keep building these pharmaceutical manufacturing plants that are coming here, because they're coming here because of people, they're coming here because of water, they're coming here because of the weather. But if we don't have electricity and resources to give them, then it's going to be detrimental to the economy here. So we got to continue to stay ahead of that.
Now, Dorsey, what you said previously about all these cuts going on, is that going to have any effect on these gas plants?
It could. And in a perfect world, and I know it's not a perfect world, I know when you get a bunch of legislators in a room together, it's hard to come to a consensus, and it's definitely hard to come to a consensus quickly. But in a perfect world, what we would like to see is the Inflation Reduction Act tax cuts stay exactly where they are to keep this, you know, economic train running. What we would also like to see here on a statewide level is for the legislature to come together and produce some legislation that promotes what they call behind the meter electrical production, to where these gas plants, nuclear plants, solar fields could come in, produce electricity, and then sell these to the Amazons, the Facebooks, the Googles, the Microsofts, directly to them without that electricity going on the grid. So that way you know, all this manufacturing and all this data center is not a drain on our local grid, and it's not increasing costs for us, the public consumers. That's what we would hope would happen, and it needs to happen pretty quick.
Yeah, let's see what happens here. Dorsey Hager, our featured guest on the show today, he serves as Executive Secretary Treasurer of the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council. I understand Teamsters on strike in Central Ohio. Dorsey, fill me in. What's going on?
Yeah, so there's a manufacturing facility here in Dublin, which is on the northwest side of Columbus in Central Ohio, called Sutphin, and they've had a long historic relationship with the Teamsters, owned by the Sutphin family for close to 100 years. Pillar of the community, been one of the best contracts that the Teamsters have had, one of the best relationships. There's a new family member in leadership there now. And she was approached by a lawyer here in Columbus and Central Ohio, who openly on his page, on his website, you know, talks about his strength is getting you out of union contracts and out of your relationship if you have a relationship with a local union. And that's what he makes his money doing. And their contract expired in October of 2024. You know, unfortunately, there's been some bad faith negotiations. Mark Van Dack, who's the president of Teamsters Local 284, has been busting his butt since October to try to get a deal done for his membership there, try to get a deal done for Sutphin. But this union busting lawyer that they've hired in this new, you know, kind of era of leadership from the Sutphin family has not been negotiating in good faith, has not been returning calls or emails, has not kept up with meeting schedules. So the NLRB, which unfortunately Trump has kind of, you know, rendered kind of somewhat meaningless now with the firing of some of the attorneys on that board, you know, has came in and filed several, injunctions against Sutphin because they're not recruiting or they're not negotiating in good faith. So the Teamsters members that work there have not had a raise, an increase since October of 2023. This all came to a head a couple of weeks ago when the local firefighters, Local 67 and Steve Stein, which I totally get his point of view, you know, they're needing more and more safety equipment. It's a growing community, a lot of population. And the city was looking at approving a contract to order 5 pumping trucks at a total of about $2.3 million. And we had some council members, very pro-union council members, that obviously could not reward Sutphin with this city contract while they were being so abstinent towards the Teamsters in these contract negotiations. And a lot of them, Council President Harden, Pro Tem Rob Dorns, Nick Bankston, Chris Weiss, Melissa Green, Lourdes de Perosa de Badia, Nancy Ackhauer, they spoke out against Sutphin. And while they did at a following meeting approve the purchase of the trucks, it's contingent on them negotiating in good faith and no union busting going on and working with the Teamsters to remain a good community partner here, which the last 8 to 9 months, unfortunately, they have not been. So, you know, we talk about this on your show, led by the leadership of council. It's, you know, obviously the most pro-union city council that we've had here in the history of the city of Columbus and easily in my 22 years of union representation, and just proud of them, what they're doing, proud that they're standing with the Teamsters and Mark Van Dack and those members out there who are just trying to do better for themselves. And it's really unfortunate that we're seeing more and more of this go on when the economy is doing well. You know, there's enough piece of the pie for everybody. And, you know, you have greed, and then you enter an unscrupulous attorney who, again, makes his living on fighting unions. And it's made for a recipe for disaster out there. And I hope that it gets settled. And I'm confident that Mark Van Dack will get it taken care of.
Yeah, that's a big business. We talk about that on the show, the union busting business. There's an organization out in Montana. I just mentioned them at the top of the show, called Labor Lab. And they run down all the numbers on how much, these companies are spending to bust unions. And sadly, here's a company. Did I hear you say it's like 100 years they've been in business?
Yeah. I've been close to about 100 years. I think it's maybe 3 generations.
And here comes a new family member.
Yes.
Saying, let's see what we can do. Let's bust this contract here. Did you say that was 284 Teamsters local?
Yes. Here in Columbus. Yep. Teamsters 284.
Okay, do me a favor. If you can help me out, we're going to get them on the show.
Absolutely.
Give them a little bit of love here on America's Workforce, that they shouldn't be going through this crap.
Absolutely.
All right, one more here. Leadership Breakfast, One Columbus. Dorsey, what's this all about?
Yeah, so One Columbus is the big economic development arm here in the city of Columbus, responsible for Intel, responsible for Meta, responsible for Anduril, all these great victories we've had led by the leadership of Kenny McDonald. And in coalition with the Memorial Tournament out at Muirfield, they have a big leadership breakfast and they'll have a couple of guest speakers come in. And it was great to hear from the new lieutenant governor, Jim Tressel, and talking about what, you know, Governor DeWine and Lieutenant Governor Tressel are doing in their last, I think it's maybe 486 days in office, to continue to keep this economic train going. Dr. Zach Mears from Anduril was there as well, talking about what they want to do and exciting things down there. You know, they're getting ready to retrofit an existing industrial building that they bought, put in the production and manufacturing line for some of their products that they produce, and hope to have that open by next summer. And at the end of this year, they want to start building their research, development, and data collection facilities as well to outfit and retrofit their campus. You know, we talked about it on your show. The initial manufacturing plant's about $900 million. But then when you add in the whole campus and everything, obviously that's going to exceed $1 billion over the next 10 years. So we're excited to have them here, good community partner. And, you know, it's going to produce a lot of work and a lot of man hours down there. But this leadership breakfast at One Columbus and Kenny McDonald does, just great to be able to get there and network and to see everything that's doing and hear about all the excitement and energy that's happening here in Columbus and Central Ohio. And then, you know, kind of one of the perks of the job, obviously, after a day of networking, you get to go over to the course, you know, indulge in an adult beverage and walk the course. And Thursday was a beautiful day and, you know, had some really good weather for the tournament. And it was just a good time and a good time to network and get out and hear about everything that's happening and potentially happening here in Columbus, et cetera, that you and I are going to be talking about in the future.
That's what I love about having these conversations with you. They always seem to end on an adult beverage or two.
We are staring the weekend right in the face. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to leave it on that note. Dorsey Hager, Executive Secretary Treasurer of the Columbus Central Ohio Building and Construction Trades Council. Let me drive you to the website. It's Columbus Construction, columbusconstruction.org. And you can follow them on X at BuildCentralOH. You take care, my brother. We'll talk to you next month, okay?
You too, Flash, and have a great weekend. And summer's here, man. Exciting time. Summer is here.